Simply Done, the podcast network.
Gotta do with a television set like this, okay? Now, my stepdad.
Now, was your stepdad a TV repairman?
No, he used to cut my mom's
lawn. Oh, look
who's
here.
Oh, whoa. Hello, shorts. Summer shorts, Bell Beach boy.
What are these?
Shorts.
Yeah, but the color.
Look at this.
Look at
holy
these.
Cow. What are you doing? What time is the Jimmy Buffett concert start, Parrothead?
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Nah, thank you for not.
For not what?
Turn on the Elvis lights, Perry.
Whoa, we're starting the show with the Elvis lights. You know what that means?
What?
That means the only other thing we got to do when we start the show is to play this. Oh, come on, everybody sing along this time.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, guess who it is? It's your old pal, Don Barris.
Buonasera, it's a Walter Malinsky.
Buonasera, it's a Scary Patty.
You don't sound Italian.
And you got to do everything he does.
Everything I do. I'm Italian.
He comes up with a good idea, and then
you're
what do you
Italian?
Do?
I'm Italian, dude. I changed into Italian.
Like you changed
5 years ago.
Yeah. You weren't born Italian.
Doesn't matter.
Well, what a show we have for you today. And I think that the first thing we've got to get to is something that was sent to us from the bosses upstairs that I was told to read. The first thing out of the box.
Muffins?
No, not why muffins?
So it was sent to us from the bosses.
No, okay. This is from the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, last week we sent in a memo to show our concerns on the way the
a
direction.
A memo?
No, I said a memo. I didn't say memo.
I don't
you
know.
Said memo.
No, I didn't.
He did. Just he did say memo.
Play you that back and let's see if you said memo.
Last week we sent in a memo.
You said memo.
You were right. Okay, let me try this again. From the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, last week we sent in a memo to show our concerns on the way the direction you guys have been taking the podcast. In the letter, we mentioned that we have given your podcast a lot of freedom, but we felt it was time to put our foot down. So we ask that the Big 3 either comply with the direction we feel the podcast should be going, or are you going to end our association with your podcast? So how did the cast respond to our ultimatum? By bringing total embarrassment to the entire staff of the bosses upstairs for giving you guys another chance. So this is it. Let's make this so clear of how we want the podcast to be run that even that Italian piece of shit moron of the cast will be able to understand this. Before we really get into what we need, everyone upstairs would like to apologize to Mole for the way we came down on him for leaving the show. In hindsight, we understand the way he must have felt when his best friend stole money from him.
Yeah, it's cool, though.
That and the fact the same guy continues to hold the show from going to the next level because of his overwhelming and complete unprofessionalism. Dealing with a bisexual gypsy thief has to be quite difficult.
What?
I said, dealing with a bisexual gypsy thief.
Who's a bisexual gypsy thief?
I believe they're talking about you, and they're saying it's quite difficult.
Bisexual, you mean pay for pussy sexual?
Hopefully that's what they mean.
They better mean that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't threaten.
It could also mean that you like dudes and ladies.
Excuse me, fucker. I don't like
He's not the one that said it.
Hey, Jagoff!
He's not the one that said it. He's not the one that said it.
What
you called him a fucker. You called him a fucker, and he's not the one that said it. It was the bosses upstairs.
That's what it means.
Why are you blaming Mole? This is
you
the
ask
bosses
me what
upstairs.
That word means. I try to explain to you what it means.
Upstairs where? Inside the back of your fucking head?
Whoa.
I don't know any of these fucking dipshits upstairs.
Okay, let me go on. Dealing with a bisexual gypsy thief has to be quite difficult. So here's
clearly.
Yeah. So here's what we want done starting today. We are bringing back Perry's Sexcapades, and the big difference this time will that Perry will have to do some work. Each week, we want Perry to bring in one typewritten page of a real-life sex story involving Perry and some of the whores and prostitutes of the San Fernando Valley. This will start today. No excuses of his work being left in the car or things like that. And Perry should bring in a new one-page story involving a whore or prostitute of the San Fernando Valley, but he should also bring in a one-page typewritten story retelling the Shorty incident. Don and Nick must control their gypsy ape and have them do what he's told to do. For example, if he's told not to go into some place, don't let him go into that place, even if he needs to use the restroom. All that was capitalized. We know where you live, Nick, so remember, don't fuck with the bosses upstairs. And that is not
we
only
know
capitalized.
Where you live, Nick?
That's what he's saying. And that is not
like,
only...
Like Saint Nick?
Well, I don't know what it means exactly, but it's capitalized and
like Nick's afraid
they put
of
a
these fucking guys.
Bold print on there.
Yeah, like Nick's afraid of these guys. Nick will kill him.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's true.
You know it as bad as I do. Nick
well,
will kill.
Yeah, one on one, Nick's a tough guy.
We know that.
Who do you think the bosses upstairs are, Perry?
I don't know.
Okay, let me read on. No cast member is allowed to bring up and brag about having sex unless it's brought up during Guy Talk or Perry's Sexcapades. Or to put it in a clearer way, stop talking about Randy Callahan. I've been saying that forever. And, you know, the fact that Perry did not blow him, I'm getting sick and tired of having to say it. It's like a fucking spike in my head.
It is like a spike in your
Perry
head.
Perry did not blow him.
You said even you get caught sometimes.
Sometimes.
It's a natural human emotion.
But Perry did not blow him. He blew Perry. All Perry did was jerk him off. And
got
if
in
I
trouble.
I remember that. You got in trouble. You guys have really been pushing our buttons. Again, you should be watching your steps. We are. The boss is upstairs. Well, that doesn't sound
TBU.
Good.
TBU. I don't want to mess with TBU, dudes.
I don't either.
I'll tell you that. Right now, I do not want to mess with TBU. There's too much going on. You know what? We're having a really good time. Summer's wrapping up. Everything's going nice for us right now.
Summer or summer?
Summer, dude.
You did say summer.
Summer's wrapping up. You know, I was out today. Look at that.
You brought a little picnic basket.
Well, I was going out, and I am...
Hey, Perry, do you do a boo-boo or a yogi
bear?
Remember
when I bought that vineyard in Malibu?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, anyway, the tomato orchard and stuff. So I picked up some tomatoes just because I want to celebrate my Italian heritage.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is, what my people do is we cook. We make the food. So we like making the food. I'm going to make some food for everybody right now. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds great.
Mamma mia, right?
What are you making?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to make you the best bruschetta you ever had.
While we're doing that, you got some garlic there. Why don't we get on to...
Check out this knife.
Yeah, put the knife down, Mole. Why don't we get to the part where we let the audience, the home listener, get involved with the show.
My favorite part.
It is time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, during our $10 shout out, if you have a thought, an idea, whatever is on your mind, you send that to us along with $10 cash, no checks, no money order. That's just straight cash, homie. You send that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And we don't have many shout-outs today.
That's sad.
Well, because Perry continues to say he's quitting.
I continue to say what?
That you're quitting the show.
Oh, so when he says he's quitting, people say they're not going to invest the $10. They don't know if the
people
exactly. are going to
show up. So, well, I've told you that before, nitwit.
It's a joke.
It's not
Big
a
Three.
Joke.
My brother and I are huge Big Three fans. We're from Detroit, but I recently had to move to Seattle. When I moved to Seattle, I unknowingly moved to the gay community. That does not bother me since I am secure with my heterosexuality. The only problem is I did not have anything in common with the local gay people. However, one day, a gay gentleman caught me listening to the Big Three podcast. He told me that he and many of his gay friends were huge fans of the podcast, and especially Perry Caramello. He said that Perry's willingness to speak of his encounter with Randy Callahan gave him the courage to come out of the closet. He also told me that he and his friends played a game called Unleash a Fury. This is a game where two guys line up facing each other naked, wearing only fedoras and fanny packs. Once both men obtain erections, the referee blows the whistle and yells, "Unleash the Fury." The men begin to wrestle. The first one to jerk his opponent off wins the match. The gentleman then told me that his dream is for Perry to guest referee one of the matches. I'm sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
Fuck no.
If there's anything we can do to make this happen, let us know. Your friends Ryan and Eric Stahlberg.
Before you say fuck no.
Scaremaster, what if they're honoring you?
What if they
with this
it's
game?
Disgusting.
But what if they flew you out there, it's gave disgusting. You $1,000? You wouldn't do it for that?
$100,000.
Well, you're
not
gonna get that.
Oh,
you're making so much money that you can bypass $1,000.
No,
well, $1,000 would be good money then.
$100 plus they'll probably put you
they
up.
They'd probably
dude.
Try to fuck me in the ass, too.
Why would they do that? What did they do?
You think that every gay man's attracted to you.
Well, a
everybody
lot of
is attracted
raped
to me.
By a lot of guys.
Everybody is attracted to me. What are you talking about?
Why is that, Scaremaster? Why do you think that is?
Well, one, I'm the star of Windy City Heat.
Yes. True,
I'm
true,
good
true.
Looking.
Okay, here's we're chopping the garlic up now. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, you've got the garlic all chopped up on the cutting board, and you're putting it into a real cool bowl. While you're doing that, let me read this next $10 shout-out. Dear Big Three, I don't know what I've done to upset you guys. I love your show, and I love you. How much more can I do to prove my love? I divorced my wife and left my four-month-old child to help you guys out, and you don't even acknowledge me. I mentioned last week about Perry's great-uncle, Antonio Corsi, and how he was not, and again, it's has the bold print, Italian. He was not Italian. He was born in what is now known as Croatia, so that makes him a fucking gypsy. That means that Perry has at least 50% gypsy blood in him. So I thought that was big news, and you
what?
Didn't even talk about it.
How does he know where my great-uncle was born?
He told you where he's from.
That's not the only way that you've let me down, though. You guys have a big story on your hands, and you hardly even talk about how Perry and his pal tried to sue the judges. It's really ridiculous what these fools are doing, and you barely mentioned it. With that said, remember, whatever you need, I'm here waiting for your orders for my next mission. Thank you, sir. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III.
He is a nice guy, Hugh A. Craig, but I feel bad about him leaving his family to pursue the terrible things that Scaremaster has done in the legal system.
The terrible things I've done in the legal system.
What is going up with that, by the way?
No comment.
What do you mean, no comment?
That's what I said.
Has something happened this week? Can you at least say that?
Well,
have you done anything this week?
It'll be done next Monday.
Next Monday?
Filing, yeah, another filing.
What's the filing for?
Don't worry about it.
Gotta go to San Diego?
No.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
No, you're not worried about it.
I am, too. You don't know what I'm worried about and what I'm not worried about.
I tell you, bite now. Don't fucking worry about it.
Wait a minute. Worried about you, bite now.
I said right now.
No, you didn't. You said bite now.
Bite now.
You meant right now.
I'm thinking of the fucking tomatoes.
You want to bite tomatoes? Okay, so what's going on with the judge's case?
Don't worry about it.
Just tell
it. It's personal.
People want to know.
It's none of their fucking business.
Well, this is a show about pop culture and our personal lives.
And my fucking legal matter is nobody's personal life.
Is it your personal life?
It's my life.
You just said a minute ago it was your personal life.
You know, the acid.
I'm not letting anybody know anything about it
because. Okay, you're filing something on Monday.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it. Just answer the fucking question. Are you filing some papers on Monday?
I just said yes.
And what are those papers about?
Don't.
Perry?
Legal papers.
What legal papers?
That's it. Legal.
No.
Legal
what are you? Why are you doing
this? Because it is nobody's business.
It is our business. You're a public figure.
Nobody's business if I do.
You're a public figure, aren't you? Do you want fans to love you? You got to share some of your personal life with
and
us.
And pop culture.
This stuff I don't share.
Why not?
When you go into court.
Yes.
And you're with an attorney.
Yes.
The attorney says to not talk about these things because of Legal matters.
If I was on a podcast that was one of the top podcasts that talked about pop culture and our own personal life, I would definitely talk about it, and that's what we're talking about.
I am not bringing it up because it could fuck me in the court of law.
How could it fuck you in the court of law?
Could you imagine?
How could it fuck you in the court of law?
That's all I'm going to say is it could...
Well, anyway... All right, unbelievable, not giving anything to the show.
Not giving out,
not giving out anything to the show. Once again, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
Obviously, you can smell it. Very aromatic.
What is that you're doing right now, Mole? Is that spinach?
I can tell you what this is.
So it's either spinach or yeah, that's spinach.
This is basil.
So it's not spinach.
Okay, it is basil.
Yeah, it's a...
It was either... I didn't think it was basil, but that's a lot of basil.
You're a lot of basil.
There's a lot of it.
Why so much basil?
Maybe he likes a lot of basil.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you talk about what's going on in your court case?
Why don't you mind your own fucking business?
Why don't you mind your own fucking business with how much basil he uses?
Because I'm not eating that shit.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Okay, you know what? Is that a phone call? Why don't you send that phone call through to us, please?
Hello, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
Oh, it's Mr. Adams. Hey, what's happening?
It's a little Beatles, those ragamuffin long hairs.
How are you, Mr. Adams?
How am I? In truth, I'm excited.
Why? Why are you
excited? Yes, I'm always excited to be talking to the big three. Yes, but more to the point, I'm excited because I have a fresh idea for the big three.
You are an idea, man.
Why, yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barnes. I am an idea man. I am not an ideal man, but that's a whole other combo. Here's what's what. I'm sure you've all seen the nude photos of that scampy royal Prince Harry in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, everybody's seen
Perry
that.
Perry loved those. Perry loved those naked pictures.
Shut up, well, you listen, fucking listen, fag!
What I hope...
God.
I hope Perry did love them, because here's the idea. If those type of nudie pics can garner the Windsor family that much publicity, imagine what it would do for the big three.
Oh, I see where you're going with this,
Where
Mr.
are we
Adams.
Going? Where are we going?
Well, it's quite obvious, isn't it?
Las Vegas! I don't know about that, Mr.
Isn't
Adams.
Vegas really hot right
yes,
now?
Yes, really yes, yes, it is. It is. It is. And twill be even steamier once Prince Perry loses the clothing and plays some naked billiards in my suite. How's that
Fuck
sound?
You!
Sounds pretty good That's from this
angle. Fuck you!
Why?
Well, listen.
God,
do me a favor. Do me a favor and sleep on it, all right? I'll be staying at the Four Queens. I'll be the fifth, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anywho. I can't wait for the responses from Buckingham Palace to Perry's sordid underparts.
Oh, my God.
Now, on with the program. Ready?
Yes.
It's Quincy's Jokey Time. La, 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 la.
When are you going to finish that song, Mr. Adams?
Yeah,
well,
I like that song.
I'd like to finish, honestly. We're in negotiations with the other guy from Wham. Anywho, let me ask you... Why is it so blasted
hot
after a sporting event?
Because all the fans left. That's why it's so hot after a sporting event.
And so too shall I bid adieu. Toodles all.
See you, Mr. Adams.
Now what we've done is we've added our basil, we've added some kosher salt, and we've got some olive oil. That's got all kind of cooked together. We're going to let that sit for a couple of minutes and kind of just all incorporate together. The acid breaks down the other stuff and the basil. It's all really nice. Okay, there we go. That's the thing.
One of the things that was online a lot this week, people were very, 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 and I underlined very, and I put it with bold print
very, and
highlighted, very upset with Perry. For what he did at
Nathaniel's funeral?
Nope. What
he didn't
the
even
heck?
Go.
Oh my God. I don't even know these fucking people.
You know what the heck? You go over there
Who
and get the food.
Who the fuck is Nathaniel?
He's the guy that you murdered last
I
Halloween.
I didn't murder nobody, motherfucker! Get the fuck out of here!
It's the studio that I helped build. I'm not going to leave here.
I build!
You built this. You were here
if
a couple
If I didn't have
days.
A fucking truck, you wouldn't have a fucking studio,
oh,
you
really?
Fucking loser.
Up some interesting points
really? Really? It's really hard to get a truck. I know about 20 people. I thought that it would be smart, Dan, since it's Dan, your fucking you future, you motherfucking asshole. No, I won't. He is a piece
it.
Of shit, man. He
that
is really
is
a bad guy.
That not anything that would normally upset you.
Anyway, here's the deal. People were so concerned about what really happened that day over at What the Huck when Perry went there and supposedly went to the bathroom when he wasn't supposed to.
All right, Perry,
we heard you over and over again last week. Let's hear what Huck from What the Huck has to say about this. Go ahead, play that.
I wasn't here when he came in, but I heard from my two female employees just told me that he came in yelling at them, scared them.
I didn't
then
yell at them.
Asking for his food.
I didn't ask.
Listen to what he says.
Then we haven't done the food yet. We told them that it's going to be like 15 minutes. So he asked to go to the bathroom. Then I got back when he was in the bathroom. So he came out and he told me again, where's my food? I said, I told Don it's going to be 15 to 30 minutes. Then he's getting so aggravated, so mad.
I'm in
so
my shop.
Hold on, this fucking asshole. This guy's an asshole. Never
I'm an
tells
asshole.
He always does this shit. And then I
you
asked him
lie.
To come
shut
back
up.
In 15 minutes. He said, okay, I'm gonna come back in 15 minutes. Then he walked out. 15 minutes later, he came back. Everybody got scared. I thought that he carried a gun.
What?
In
carried
his
a gun.
What?
Did you told everybody you
covered.
Had a gun?
I don't carry a gun.
Listen, let's
gun.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
This is
all let him finish! Shut up! Shut up! You shut the fuck up!
Bring me the food to the car.
You told him to bring the food to the car.
I said, what? You can pick up your own food here. Then he's getting mad again. He got telling Don is an asshole. Don never do anything.
Oh, this is all scripted.
This
he
is all scripted.
So
it isn't all scripted.
All scripted.
After he left, right? So the lady went to the restroom. The restroom was smelled something. So I thought it was some kind of like Italian smell that he just used it.
This is scripted.
It's not scripted, you fucking asshole. What it is, it's the guy that tells the story. You didn't. Now I find out you went in there and you asked for the food. You are such
in,
a dog. You
I
are such
restroom,
a fucking animal.
He turned around, he looked at me, he started yelling at me, order it an hour early. Order it an hour early. I told Don before to order it an hour
and
early.
And you didn't call me an asshole.
I didn't say anything bad about you.
All right, maybe we bring in Huck, who is a black belt in some type of karate.
Of course he's... Sure, I don't give a shit.
Okay, and why don't we have him confront you one-on-one?
Now, normally what you're going to want to do with your bread is you're going to want to rub garlic all over the bread and then toast it. I didn't have time to do that, but I did. I stopped by an artisan bakery and picked this up, a lovely baguette.
Well, thanks, Perry. Thanks for fucking doing this. Thanks for fucking lying to me as usual.
Lying to you, huh?
Yeah.
Lying to you, sure.
Yeah. You,
bullshit.
You,
it was, I don't lie.
Yes,
you know
do.
I don't lie.
You
lie.
You
lie.
You know I'm not a liar.
You lie constantly.
You
lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly. You lie constantly.
I'm done with her. I'm done with him.
What did I do?
A bunch of fucking losers.
All right. Who's ready to try some bruschetta?
I know I am.
You're giving me ulcers. This is disgusting.
I'm giving you ulcers.
Ow.
You're giving me
all
ulcers.
You do is lie about everything.
Oh, fuck off!
I just had a fucking affidavit from the guy that
you don't
fuck
get
with.
Any of these because of your ignorance and your bullshit and all you keep saying is I lie.
My ignorance? So what you're
do?
Doing, what did I do? And I'm just telling you what he said to me. And I'm also telling you now you're threatening to not read things that the bosses from upstairs.
We are upstairs.
Okay.
So let me tell you something when it comes to being upstairs. This is upstairs.
We built
period.
This city.
What is your problem, dude?
My problem is I'm tired of bullshit.
Me too.
I'm tired of being accused.
Tired of being accused. I'm tired of a fucking ass who every time he goes to, I'm done with you, I quit the show, and you did it again today. Once again today, you
tough.
Did it. tough. That's the reason we got two fucking $10 shout-outs. That's the reason nobody's giving us money on PayPal. That's the reason we're getting nothing financially, because of you. I ask you one question, Perry, and I want you to answer this honestly. What would make Perry happy with dealing with this podcast? What would make you happy more than anything?
A weekly paycheck.
Yeah.
More than $10 shout-out.
Right.
Good sponsors.
Yeah, I like all that stuff. I'll tell you what, we didn't get many $10 shout-outs. You know what I like to get? I'd like to get like $1,000 or something. That's what I like to get.
Exactly.
You want to make $1,000?
A show.
I want $1,000.
A show.
I say this to you, with your lack of enthusiasm for this, with you completely fucking lying about the sponsor.
I'm not lying about the sponsor.
Well, we lost a sponsor because of you, you stupid fuck. And you won't even admit to it. You're a motherfucking pile of shit. Then you complain about not having money. You say you're quitting. People are afraid to send $10 shout-outs. You fucked with the sponsors. Nobody wants to sponsor somebody with someone as unprofessional as you. So start looking at yourself before you blame other people. I work my ass off to try to get this show going. You're dropping shit everywhere. You are like a fucking monkey in a cage eating right now. This is really good, though, Mole. Really.
It is good.
Thank you. It's from my Italian heritage.
A minute ago, you said you'd like to make some money, Mole.
I would.
You'd like to make $1,000?
I would love to.
All right. I'm going to give you a chance to make $1,000 right now.
What about me?
What?
Is that possible?
Can I try it with Mole first? He was the one to ask me first. You never asked me for money.
I always ask you for money. I ask you for money so fucking much that I get accused of being the bank robber here.
Well, you robbed, that's because you robbed my money.
I didn't rob your money.
Well, you did say that you were going to give him a birthday present, and last week was his birthday, and you gave
and
him
you
nothing.
And you gave him the money that I gave you to
no,
give him.
That's not true. I gave him a present from Mary Jane and myself. All right, well, here's how you can make $1,000. Now, as you know, I'm pretty good at guessing things.
Right.
Do you want to bet $1,000 that I can guess the next thing you say? And I'm going to write this down right now.
Wait, you're going to guess what I'm going to say? You don't know what I'm going to say, though.
I will guess exactly.
Hold on, let me see. Do I have $1,000? I got to bet $1,000? Do I have to have $1,000 on me?
You have to have $1,000 on you right now.
I do. I have $1,000. I think just $1,000.
Okay, let me see.
Oh, boy.
You want to split it with me, dude?
Sure.
So,
thank you.
So $500 each? Mm-hmm. Cover his $1,000?
Sure.
I would check his $500.
I have
500. I don't have a dime.
Well, then you can't be part of it.
Going after me, Scaremaster. Going after me. We're gonna win this. He's not gonna guess what I'm gonna next. I'm gonna say.
All right.
You got 500.
You're good for it. You're good for it.
Okay, if I'm good for it, if Mole's good for it, I'm good for it.
I don't trust that.
He just announced it on the air that he's good for the $500. If he went back on it, it would be against the law.
Perry never has money, and if I'm putting the money up, I don't think he's got it.
He might not have money, but he's got a big court settlement he's about to get.
I'm not sure when that's going to happen.
But we'll split that. We'll split that.
We can't split that.
How about never? All right, I'll make a deal. I'll bet the $1,000 that I can predict the next thing you say. I've already written it down right here. But if Perry doesn't have the money, then you have to pay me $1,000.
Then he owes me $500.
Okay, will you do that?
No.
What? So you're not part of this or you are part of this?
I'm being railroaded.
You're not being railroaded at all?
Railroaded.
Then
I'll
don't do it. Then don't
do
it. Hey, Perry.
I'll take the whole money
you
myself.
You want to not be railroaded?
No, I'll do it.
Then
do
don't
it.
Do it. Get out of it.
Mole invited me into this.
No, you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
You don't
want to
do it? Okay. So,
are you in or you're not?
If you're going to work with me.
The way he'll work with you, if you don't have the money here.
I'll cover you, but you owe me the $500. But we're not going to lose.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Let's not lose.
But you'll owe me the $500 if we do lose. True?
Okay.
All right. Now, when I say go.
I'll pay you the extra $500 when we have Windy City Heat 2 going.
No, that's not. I wouldn't take that.
No. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need it.
as soon
Windy
as possible.
Windy City Heat 2 may never happen because you fuck everything up, and it might not happen because of you. So I would not take that. Take it when he gets the money from the court.
We'll do that. I get $500 from the court settlement, okay? Scaremaster?
The next time he makes any money, you get it from that.
Okay?
Maybe.
You got to do it yes or no.
Yes or no. You get maybe a bet.
You're going to wait to see who wins and then decide if you're going to bet or not?
I don't like your riverboat gambling ideas because you're such a conniving SOB.
It's as simple as this.
I'll cover it myself. I'll cover it myself. I'll take the whole $1,000.
So he's not part of it.
Nope.
So if you win,
you're out.
Last chance. You in or out?
I don't gamble my life away. That's why I'm...
All right.
All right, bring it on, Dan.
Okay, I've written down on this card what I think you will say. So when I say go, the next thing you say...
Show me what he's going to say.
No, because you'll tell him.
I'm not saying shit.
You can look at it right when it's done.
How'd you like the bruschetta?
It was good, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good, just good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That was the best bruschetta ever.
Thank you, Mary Jane. That is the reaction
really
that I'm
is.
Going for.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Next thing you say, it will count.
Okay. Go.
Oh. Look at this. Read what I said.
You lost $1,000.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Because what he wrote down was, ow, stop tickling me.
What?
Oh, you should have tickled me. I would have probably said that.
I forgot to do that. Well, at least I didn't have to give it to Perry.
You Perry could have got it, but he didn't want it.
I need money constantly, way more than the both of you guys do. I'm in debt up the ass.
Because of the ass surgery?
Because of my surgery, because of other bills that I get every week and every month.
How much you pay for television?
It's none of your business.
Well, it's pop culture in your own personal
you
life.
You are...
It's a cable bill.
You
How
are
much
a dreadful fucking human being.
What do you mean I'm dreadful? I'm not dreadful. It's none of his business what my bills are.
No, nothing's his business.
You brought it up.
We're on a podcast right now where we're talking, and all you do is say no. Well, all you
no,
do is say
know,
no.
Exactly.
What's going on with the judges?
I just told you. None of your business.
Fine. Forget the judges. How much is your cable bill?
A little over 100.
All right.
Why do you pay $100 a month?
But one cable is three cables. TV, phone, internet. It's worth it.
All right. What's going on with the judges then?
Next question, please.
All right. You and your friend are suing some people. Who are you suing and
Next
why?
Next subject, please.
No, you said that about the Jimmy
Next
thing.
Next subject, please.
What is your problem today?
It was sad when Jim Croce died.
You know, remember when Leonard Skinner died?
The principal that the band was named after?
Not the principal himself. The band. Leonard Skinner. And you know what was funny? Do you remember their last album that they released? What was on the cover of that
Two
album?
Survivors?
What was on the cover of that was released a couple days before the plane crash? Do you know, Perry?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you. It was Leonard Skinner in front of a bunch of flames. So what they did, they took back all the Street Survivor LPs and put out a
and
new album.
And all the
album
Survivors albums.
No, they didn't. Nothing should've. To do. They Why? Why should they have?
Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah,
who
but
even
that
cares
was...
why? Why is the eye isn't even the coolest part of the tiger? Like, its teeth are giant. Giant claws. I mean, they can look at stuff. They have the striped camouflage. They have awesome fur. They're right. strong.
I think it's a saying that's kind of like saying, hey.
I want like the eye of the hawk, eye of the eagle. I want like the claws of the tiger. How'd that song go, Scaremaster?
I don't know.
In the claws of the tiger.
The claws of the tiger. And then you just hear scratching sounds.
Well, you keep looking down at your papers, Perry. Well, you were supposed to do something today. So this, I guess, is another episode we're going to try maybe one last time. This is another story in the epic Perry's Sexcapades.
The book, if it ever gets written, will be called The San Fernando Valley Horrors Plus the Orange County Horrors.
Catchy title.
Okay. Well, I'm going back to Costa Mesa, all right? This is back in the 80s, all right? Now, when I lived in Costa Mesa back in September of 83 to February of 88, I was getting girls on a daily basis back then. If there were not girls I would take home from school, then there were girls that I would work with. There was this one girl who I worked... Excuse me. There was one girl who worked for Beach Baby's escort service. This chick was rocking. She was 5'11", 40 triple D cupped bra. Her body was tighter than shit. She reminded me of do you guys remember the roller derby girls?
Nope.
I don't either.
Anyway. Well, this girl was like a female bodybuilder. But she was also...
Yuck, dude, that's like a dude.
Why would he
that's
always
like,
bring
dude,
that
those
up?
Those girls that look like dudes?
Does he like muscles? Is that what he's into?
I like women that are fit and tight. I'm not interested in women that are so overly muscular like guys.
You just said that's the kind of girl you like. You like a girl who looks like a dude.
You said I like a girl that looks like
no,
a dude.
No, you said that you like girls that look like dudes that are muscular.
You want me to... I like a woman that's fit and tight, not a fucking overly muscular chick that's, you know, built like a guy.
Since the discussion of her being buff, which means no boobies, were they fake breasts or were they just about to turn into little shriveled...
Interesting.
No, she had
pecs. She had pecs.
She was all real.
Yeah, but you like pecs. You prefer pecs.
I like big breasts.
And again, not
why don't you just stick with guys?
You seem why don't to have a, you shut the fuck
why
up?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
You flaming faggot.
Because, I'm not a flaming
faggot. You're disgusting. Anyway, back to... She's 5'11", 40 triple D cup bra. She reminded me of the roller derby girls.
Do you remember the roller derby girls? No. She had pecs, not breasts. She was very much...
What I was
like
shocked
man.
Over was she didn't give me... two black eyes with those big fucking titties.
You had two black guys with you too. Wait, there was this
black eyes.
You said black eyes. You said black guys. You said
black
guys. You said black guys.
Black eyes.
You said black guys.
Two black guys. You said the lady who looks like a dude and
two
black
guys.
So whatever you got going, dude. This is not
black eyes. Have you ever been punched in the eye, motherfucker?
No.
Stop it.
You said black guys.
Black.
Guys,
all right,
you made a mistake then. The first time you made a mistake because you did say black, but you said black guys. Oh, correct yourself. Start again and say black guys instead of black guys, like you said.
Oh God.
The heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, the heart wants.
Freudian slip.
What I was shocked over was she didn't give me two black eyes. E Y E S with those tits. Hitting me in the eyes, E-Y-E-S. When I come, I'm a three-peater, or she's not leaving. Not this time. She made me come and then got up, got dressed, and but she made me come so fast. She made me come faster than the song "Stairway to Heaven" played.
That's a pretty long
that
song.
That is
though.
One of the longest songs in rock history.
I mean,
really
people,
yeah,
it's
like
known.
What 8 minutes?
It's but the top. Okay. It's a little over seven, but
yeah,
still.
Okay. Yeah, but so now, I mean to say, like
she gets up
to
and
say,
starts,
like she went so fast, you'd want to use like a much shorter song,
right.
And you would think you'd go to your go-to of AC/DC.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
What were the black guys doing while all this was going on?
There were no black guys.
They were listening
didn't
to "Stairway to Heaven."
Okay, she gets up and starts, and I start crying because she got all my money for the week. That was $300, I said. I'm broke. I got to pay auto insurance. I got to pay a car payment. So she calls her boss. It took a while, but I did get my money back. I could remember her name. I believe it was Mercedes. I'm not sure.
All right, so that's another great story. And the Perry Sescapades. You
why
know
do black guys like Mercedes so much?
Wrong, no. Stupid!
Oh, they don't like Mercedes? Well, bullshit.
Stop talking about black guys.
You started it.
I said black eyes. You know when you get beat up, you get black eyes?
Not me. Yeah.
Let me just try to understand exactly what happened here. You brought some girl with these huge tits. You fucked her. You came really quick, and she got up and got ready to get dressed. When she was done, you paid her $300 to have sex with you, and then you argued the fact that, hey, you don't have any money for bills and all this, and eventually she called her pimp, and eventually you got some of the money back.
I got it all back.
How'd you get it all back? Didn't you deserve anything?
I commanded it all back because of me being as broke as I was at the time, and I needed to pay bills.
And what did you say when you got her friend on the phone? What did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
I mentioned that I had bills. I mentioned that I didn't have any money.
Did you cry a little?
I was crying like a baby.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I was crying like a baby.
That's what we're talking about. She cried to the pimp and cried to her, and she finally said, "Here, take your money, man. You're really
you pathetic little."
I was a pathetic little fuck back then. I know.
Yeah, back then. So, what did the black guys do after the fight?
What black guys?
You said you got into a fight.
Then I never said anything about. I said never.
Yeah, you did. You said, "Have you never? Have you never been hit in the face?"
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, but then what did the black guys do after the fight? Is what we're asking.
He got afraid. He got in a fight.
It's called getting black eyes. EYES. Can't even talk.
Why do you think that is?
Because you two fucking guys, all you know how to do is treat me like shit.
I know how to do much more than that.
How was the bruschetta?
Great.
It was really good.
Thank you, Mole.
You're welcome.
Story number four.
I like to celebrate.
What are you doing? What about
more,
you've only done two? You did the one with Shorty, and then you did
the one
this
with one. Esther.
I never heard the Esther one.
You never heard of the Esther one?
No, you never read that.
Oh, jeez.
Why don't you bring that next week?
It's already here.
Bring it next week.
What was the girl from Beach Baby Escorts called? What was your name?
I don't remember.
Danita?
Mercedes.
Mercedes, yeah.
So with Mercedes from Beach Baby Escorts, is that the name of the place?
Out of the Orange County Register.
You know, we were talking about this a little earlier, Perry, and you never really gave me a clear-cut answer because we got involved in a bet. What would make you happy on this show? If one thing would make you happy, what do you think it would be? And let's talk serious for a second.
A good paycheck per show.
Okay, but do you understand how you ruin that a lot of the times? Do you?
It's not all my fault.
Okay, whose fault is it?
Well, there's just me involved in this.
Okay.
You are
right.
And he is.
And I'm putting a lot of things together, and we're getting some things. But what I'm saying is there's two things here. Number one, no matter what you feel, you were not allowed to go into what the hucks until you were told to.
Now.
Okay, stop. You were always told that, and you did, and you possibly ruined a sponsor.
Let me make a comment,
so there
please.
Goes, there goes, no, there. I talked to what the huck. And they're back, and they're better than ever.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I'm a man.
People don't cry on the phone to get their money back from prostitutes and Thai restaurants.
So once again, it's time to talk about the finest in Thai cuisine. It's What the Huck.
Yay!
Say something nice about What the Huck.
The people that work there are very polite, very kind, very loving. They let me use the restroom all the time, you know, They serve the finest cuisine ever, finest Thai food I've ever had.
Continue on.
What else is there to say? I mean, the food's awesome. The people are awesome.
That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What's that number, Perry?
323-654-7952, am I right?
Mole?
Bing, dang, dang, jing, jing, bang, goo, 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 bang, bang.
What language is that?
Good language.
Wow, you're so insulting.
What a racist
when you
fucking
talk
like
pig.
That.
Man. So
insulting. What a racist fucking pig.
Racist?
Yeah.
No, it's called retarded.
No, I don't think
I'm,
it's
I'm
called
pretending
retarded.
I'm pretending of being this fucking monkey that's a retard.
Right now, I think it's time where Perry gets to talk whatever he wants. It's 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
You can order Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That's, again, www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Do the part about your skateboards, dude.
I'll shut my fucking mouth if you bother me again.
Okay.
You gonna bother me again?
Bother him again. See if he wants to waste his 60 seconds.
60 seconds is up if he says another fucking thing.
Say another word. Say another word.
Are you going to say anything?
Talk about what
Terrifying
you want.
Terrifying Tim Skateboards. If you want a great skateboard at a reasonable price.
If you want shit, you order nothing but that American hero and boards.
Skateboard enthusiast. Terrifying
He's
Tim.
He's dead.
Show your patriotism to a great American hero and skateboard enthusiast. Yes,
Fuck
Terrifying
you.
Tim. He
Fuck
may be
you.
Stuck on Monster Island
Fuck you.
Trying to figure out a way to get back home right now, but you can still support him with the Terrifying Tim Skateboard. God bless America. God bless Terrifying Tim.
Stop! And that was today's 60 Seconds with Perry. Really used your time well again, Perry, didn't you? Perry, I don't know if I asked you this, but what's going on with you in that court case with the judge?
Tell him, Scaremaster. Don't be stuck up.
What I meant to say, what's going on with that Perry the Platypus lawsuit? Are you doing anything about
what
that?
What lawsuit?
I thought you were doing something against them.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, they stole your entire act. They've got the fedora. They've got the fanny pack.
Even if you just get some of the merchandising on that, Scaremaster.
What, you guys think I should sue Disney?
No, I'm not.
Of course,
I don't. Sue Disney.
Look.
I would at least call them and ask if they took your image. Maybe they'll settle out of court. Maybe they'll say, hey, we've got a guy here that's wondering what's going on, and we clearly took his image.
Should I seriously contact Disney and make that?
I don't think so, but you like to sue stuff.
I wouldn't,
stuff
I wouldn't
for a lot less
sue.
Than that.
I wouldn't sue.
I don't want to sue Disney.
But you know what?
You should not sue Disney. It's the happiest place on earth.
Listen to me. I don't want to sue Disney.
All right, fine. Then you shouldn't
do
it.
That's number one.
You might want to
number
question
two,
them about it, though.
I would question them, but I would like a good suggestion.
Maybe have your attorney, because it would be much more professional. Just question them and ask.
Yeah, we don't talk about legal stuff like that on the show, dude. But what is going on with the judges and stuff?
Oh, I was wondering that, too. You know, you're suing some judges. I understand that on Monday you're filing some papers. What's that all about?
No questions. And that's one question I'm not going to answer.
The
show's over. The show's over.
Again, you say the show's over.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of being.
I'm getting tired of you saying the show's over. That's the reason we don't have $10 shout-outs. That's the reason nobody's putting any money in PayPal. That's the reason we're not making any money. Nobody's fucking helping us at all.
Are we doing $10 shout-outs?
We already did. But there were so few because of Perry. I'm quitting. Show's over. Show's over.
Why don't you ask this guy some questions?
He doesn't say that.
And I'm going to ask him some questions right now. You call me your best fucking friend.
I am your best friend.
How could I be your best fucking friend?
I am your best
friend.
When
I've never been to your house.
He's never been to
and
yours.
When do I get invited to your house? When we get to a podcast and we got to do something like that? I lost my house in a fire and you didn't even need to come over and go like, hey, you could crash with me for a while.
How the fuck?
Oh, yeah, really. I've lost how many houses in fires?
Right.
I've lost three houses in fires. I lost my
house. Doesn't have a place anymore. He lost his house
in
a fire.
I have a trailer now and I stay in hotels because I live off the land, okay? Now, let me tell you something. You want to come over and hang out at the hotel sometime?
What hotel?
It depends which one. What depends where I'm staying. I usually get kicked out after a couple of days. Why can I crash at your place?
Let him stay at your place for a month.
I never. For what?
For a month.
Just a month.
No fucking way. Unless you pay my bills.
I'm not gonna pay your bills, but I will bring over dogs.
Oh my God. No, never.
Oh
never,
really?
Never,
oh,
never,
you don't
never,
like
never,
that? You're the
never,
one
never,
guy
never,
in the world
never,
who doesn't
never,
like
never,
a bunch
never,
of dogs.
Never, never.
You're the one guy in the world who doesn't want to have a whole bunch of dogs and cats and turtles.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
What's the name of your Great Dane?
Oh, my God. My Great Dane?
Yeah.
Mr. Giant Dog?
Mr.
Giant
Dog is the friendliest dog I've ever met.
So awesome.
And what's funny, it was when he's laying on the bed, how his feet won't even stand the bed. He's so big.
And he has arthritis. And so when he goes to the bathroom, it's really hard for him to walk out the door. So we're going to need to figure something out with that in your kitchen.
In your kitchen?
In your kitchen.
Me and
it's not
going to
happen.
Kitchen.
It's not going to happen. You're not allowed at my house. You're not allowed at my house.
Why?
She's not allowed at my house.
Oh, you would invite Mary Jane.
No, because whenever she
you
comes over, you
Mr.
come
Giant
over.
You let Mr. Giant talk.
She won't come over alone.
In your kitchen. And Mary Jane's not allowed over there. That is messed up, Scaremaster.
It really
I love
is.
Mr.
You
Giant
wouldn't come
Dog.
Over by yourself. You would always come over with this guy.
Mr. Giant Dog is one of the friendliest Great Danes I've ever seen.
You know what we did? We took out all his teeth.
Oh, my God. You're
Why?
Sick.
You had to.
Why?
Because he had tooth rot, and also I got a Groupon for it.
So anyway, so it's settled. For 1 month on an experimental thing, you're gonna live with the Scaremaster.
Me?
Not going to happen.
Mr. Giant Dog.
It's not going to happen.
Commander Pebbles the Rabbit.
It's not going to happen. You're out of your fucking mind. And there's not going to be.
I have never seen a rabbit that
there is not going to be a special
three-legged tortoises
comedy show called the Big Three Podcast at my house again.
No, we never will. I don't want to be there.
Thank you.
What's the rabbit's name again?
Commander Pebbles. But you know.
You're going to need a big space because that thing, I've never seen a rabbit crap more. So you're going to need a lot of plastic.
Oh my
if it
God.
Stays in the house, you're going to need to put plastic over the furniture.
You know, he's got to love his Simeon Sam, the monkey man. He's a monkey, but we dress him like a man. We call him Simeon
Can
Sam.
Can I go use the restroom, please?
We're in the middle of a fucking podcast.
On.
We're almost
I
done.
Got it. Just
We're almost
stop.
Done.
We're almost done. And can I tell you one thing? One thing that
All right,
we need.
From now on, no more water for you.
Okay.
Can I just tell you one thing? I also have a lot of fish. And what I turtles and frogs and stuff, and I have a cascading pond, and the water kind of comes down off the top of the pond, and it just ripples over the water, and like little waterfalls just drip into the
oh,
pond.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And there's turtles, and everything's all wet, and like you just want to jump in there and swim with them, but it's not big enough for a human. But there's turtles. And there's frogs and koi fish, and this.
What's the name of the Great Dane again?
Mr. Giant Dog.
Does
he
ever
freaks
get in
out
there?
Sometimes
yeah.
and jumps right in there. He splashes water all over himself. The water cascading. It's like when you go swimming in a waterfall. You know, and you like stand in a waterfall.
How are we going to organize this place? You. We should take out one of Perry's couches if you're going to bring all that stuff.
Definitely.
In
Just for the
month.
Of?
For the month.
I only have one couch.
Well, then we take that
one,
out. We take
two. There's not going to be any animals brought into my house.
Please.
Three.
It's called a rabbit
you're
run.
You're not coming over. You're not allowed on
what?
My premises.
Oh, but you want to come to his place.
You're not allowed on my premises.
You know
if
what we should do?
You're bringing animals. You're not allowed on my premises.
You know
Period.
What would be a good idea? We should get the apartments that are right next door to Perry. And the three
They're
of us.
They're already rented.
There's ways to get rid of those people.
Yeah, like this.
Would you be upset if the two of us moved into your building?
Hey, do
be
you
my
wanna,
guest.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you want to dog sit my animals when I go out of town?
How much would you pay?
I'll hook you up. How much would you charge me to watch Mr. Giant Dog?
Hey, Perry, go $20 a day.
How much?
$20 a day.
Say that again.
Go $20 a day.
$20 a day? Are you out of your fucking mind?
No way.
Mind?
I'm not paying you $20 a day.
$20 a day? It's $1,000
a
day
to hang out with Mr. Giant
Dog. It's $1,000 a day.
Oh, listen to that theme song.
It's $1,000 a day or forget it.
Perry, you should move that piece of furniture and your statue and your trophy out on the patio so the dog
yes,
doesn't
you
break
don't
it.
Want
oh, yeah,
the dog
so
to mess
some,
up the trophy.
So some son of a bitch can steal my furniture and my trophy.
No one's going to
no
steal
one's
anything.
Oh, fuck you, Keith.
Nobody's going to want
there,
that.
No way
I guarantee you, if you put that couch on the side of the road, nobody would come up to pick it up except the garbage man.
He will grab hold of someone's arms with his big
floppy jaws. Oh, my God,
jaws,
you guys.
And it's like wringing out a dish rag.
Well, you know what? I think it's time that we get to the thing that we do on the show that is considered the best thing that we do on this show. It's time, once again, for the thing we like to call Mole Play.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I still get nervous when you say that.
Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole Play. Let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. Mole?
Yeah.
What?
I set up a scenario. I tell people what we're doing.
The thing about the
I
home
like
game,
it.
The home thing.
Oh, be prepared because Mole Play for PS3 is coming. Yeah, we've got a new interactive Mole Play app
First off, where's the game Mole Play? I've never seen it on the market.
It was
never
taken off the market.
I've never heard of it.
Collectible
I've never seen it. It's all bullshit.
You're
there
bullshit.
Is no
You're bullshit.
Game called
all
Mole
right. How much
Play.
You want to bet money? How
bet
much you want
to
bet money?
To then a
you know
gambling
what?
Crook, to a lying thief.
How much you want to bet?
Show me the fucking game.
All right,
if
we show you the
like
game,
the
what do we get? I'll bet you there is a game. Bet me, you fuck. I'll bet you every dollar
oh
you
God.
Bet,
look,
bet 10.
I don't fucking bet.
You bet $1, I'll give you 10. You want to bet me that I can prove there's a mole play game, a home game?
Just like there's Terrifying Tim skateboards on
yes,
the market.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, which
is
just bullshit. Because you are not privy to getting certain things doesn't mean that they don't exist, dude. There's a whole world of things that you are not capable of attaining. And all those things exist in other realities, dude.
Anyway, let's get back
yours.
To this. Mole Play is a game that we play here that's an improv game. This is where Mole will set up a scenario, and that scenario could come from something in pop culture, something we've had done on the show. Mole will cast the scene. Mole will then direct the scene. The only thing that we need to know now is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today we head to the deep dark recesses of the San Fernando Valley.
Oh boy.
Where we go into a seedy motel and there is a business transaction taking place between Scaremaster and Mercedes. Yes.
Never in, no.
Stop,
wrong.
Stop. Scaremaster. We're going to get to the bottom of what happened. Scaremaster only has $300 on him, but he also loves Mercedes because she's gorgeous. She's from Beach Babies and she's awesome. And they make love and she's got big pectoral muscles.
Cut.
She's like a guy.
Cut. Time out. It was not the San Fernando Valley. It was in Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa. Let me think.
Oh, God.
Who do I like here? Who do I like?
Like me.
Like you, yeah.
You can have your Great Danes.
But you're
here.
Not Mercedes.
Scaremaster. You are Scaremaster. Dan, you're Mercedes. Mopay.
Oh, no way. No
right?
fucking way. No.
You're finishing up making love. Finish up making love.
Oh, keep it going. Keep it going, motherfucker. Keep it going, motherfucker.
More physical, like you know each other.
Come on, baby. Do your job, baby.
Oh, my eyes. Oh, because she keeps hitting me in the eyes.
No, don't explain
tits.
It. Just act it. Do mole play again. Do mole play again. Stop. Do mole play again. But you don't fucking have to say. You have to say it through your voice. You don't.
Scaremaster. Scaremaster. You're Scaremaster. Dan, you're Mercedes. Mole play.
Oh yeah. Oh
shit yeah. Be my pussy. Oh yeah.
He's got a little more left in him. She grabs him. She grabs him hard and hugs him.
Is this thing still in me? Come here, baby. Oh yeah. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put my clothes back on. Let me get out of here.
Oh, man.
What's the matter, baby?
Oh, fuck.
I fucked you good.
Wait a second.
I fucked you
oh,
real
shit.
Good.
Oh, my. Wait. Tomorrow I got to pay my fucking auto insurance and my fucking car payment.
That's good, baby.
Oh, Christ. And I gave you all my money.
I don't
oh,
give
my
a
God.
Shit. I fucked you like you've never been fucked. Look at these titties.
I need that money back.
Well, you ain't getting it.
I need that. Oh, give me. Look. I need that fucking money back. I got to pay these bills. I've got to pay these bills.
In walks two black guys.
There were not two black guys. It was
Scaremaster, I'm directing it.
Oh, my
God. In walks two black guys. Mary Jane, you one of the black guys. I'll be the other black guy. Hey, we're here to get the money. Give him the money. Yeah, where's the money?
It's kind of a little different than what actually happened.
Shut up, you piece of shit. Give me all your money.
Oh, man, I
never heard a black guy talk like this before.
Scaremaster.
Be serious. I fucked this boy. I fucked him like he never been fucked.
She gives him back the money and she says, I'll give you the money back on one condition.
I'll give you the money back on one. Wait a minute. I'll do this again.
Okay.
I'll give you the money back, but under one condition.
Scaremaster says, fine, anything. I need the money.
Fine, anything. I need the money.
I'm going to beat the crap out of you, says Mercedes.
I have a better idea.
What's the better idea?
All right. in the future, there's going to be a casting agent that brings you into his office. When he offers to let you suck him off, I want you to suck him off.
It's not going
to
happen.
I want you to swallow his cum.
It's not going to happen.
That's what happened? That's how that whole thing happened? That's what just happened. Mercedes just said that, Scaremaster. That makes sense why the $300.
No, wait a second.
No. It didn't make sense before why she would give you back the $300, especially with the two black guys there to back her up. Now we find out that she actually made a deal. Was she related to Randy Gallagher?
No! My name's Mercedes Callahan.
Was she related to Sandy Gallagher?
No, fucking losers.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
Mercedes, what was your last name? Was it Gallagher?
I don't know her last name. In the porn business, in the escort business, you never learn their last name.
But, Perry, you made love to her.
And
you never learn their last name.
What was Sheba's last name?
I have no fucking idea. Why would you bring up Sheba?
Because you loved her, too.
I never loved
Sheba. You loved her.
Stop making it look like I loved her.
You loved her.
Because I didn't love Sheba.
You love Mercedes. You love those two black guys. You've had a lot of loves.
A lot of love in your life. What are you doing now?
Taking off my headphones. Because I need to use the restroom.
And that's Mo Play.
Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play. Mo Play, Mo Play, let's play Mo Play.
We're not done with the show, you fuck. We're just about done. You can't sit down for another minute or so, you fucking moron.
You want me to pee my pants? Sure.
Maybe those would be improvement, those shorts.
Those shorts. Well,
let's take a look at these.
Ugliest things.
Where'd
I've
you get
ever
those,
seen?
Dude?
I don't remember.
Did your mom get them for you?
No.
That's
mommy
funny.
Bought me
mom
some
shorts. Shorts.
Mommy bought me shorts.
If mommy bought me these shorts, they'd look a lot better than they were.
Why?
Because I got three pairs. These were cheap, so I bought them.
You bought three of those?
There's one's blue, one's brown, I think, and the other one's green or something.
What
like that.
Is going on, Scaremaster? Seriously.
Blue, brown, red, something.
I know, but come on. One pair.
Let me go pee and I'll be right back.
No, we're finishing the show. All right, anything else we need to take care of before we go?
I think we got to take Scaremaster shopping.
No.
Not now.
Get him some guy's clothes.
You know what? I think when you move in with him, I think that...
Oh, you know what?
It's not going to happen.
I'll lend you some of my clothes.
It's not a bad
idea. Is your waist the 36?
God, no.
What is it?
32.
You're 32?
Yeah.
God, I haven't been 32 since I was like 15, 16.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right, so anyway, I see the clock on the wall, and it's saying it's time for us to get out of here. So if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can contact me at SimplyDon1 on Twitter.
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And Mole, you are not on Twitter. Get in touch with Tim Perpetic and just wish him luck, because I know that his site is still up. Also, isn't John Quincy Adams have a Twitter site, Mole?
Yeah, JQA Productions is Twitter. He's never on there, though.
Well, you should get on more.
I think the guy just is always busy. He never gets on there.
Well, maybe somebody else should get his code so they can help him out a little
bit. Yeah, I bet someone would love to do that. But...
Anyway, and also, if you want to get in touch with me on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry is at Perry F. Caravello. That's
K-A-R-V-L-L-O. C-A-R is in car, again. A, V as in Victor, E-L-L-O. I have two separate accounts on
Nobody
Facebook
cares.
Like that.
All right, anyway. Hey, you know what we should...
5,000 on over... Almost 6,000 on one account, and I have almost 3,000 on the second account.
Nice. Wow, people love you.
Yeah.
If you want to see me, you can see me every night over at the World Famous Comedy Store. And on Monday night, you got to check out my Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. By the way, Perry, you should come to the Ding Dong Show again.
When I start getting some money.
You know what? What do you mean start getting some
money? I gotta get.
You gotta start working your craft. You haven't done stand up in a long time. You know what we should
do?
Next week, here's what we're gonna do. Next week, we're gonna announce Perry's next appearance at the Ding Dong Show. So get prepared for that. Get your round trip tickets ready to see Perry live at the Ding Dong Show. For me, Don Barris, it's time once again. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.